This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's first coronavirus vaccines could reach healthcare workers and elder care facilities later this month, but the general public will have to wait until next summer under the state's newly released vaccination plan. Here's Incident Commander Scott Bookman.
This has been a historic effort to create this vaccine in a record period of time. And while we're going to get there, it is going to take us many months to get this out to the general public.
Colorado officials say they've ordered more than 45,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine and will add more than 95,000 doses from Moderna in the coming days. Democratic Congressman Joe Neguse praised the work of Colorado firefighters and first responders during this year's devastating fire season. He spoke on the floor of the House today about the more than 500,000 acres burned across the state.
For months, our firefighters and first responders have worked around the clock to save lives, save homes, and to protect our communities. We know this work is not easy, especially in the midst of a pandemic.
Neguse and others are trying to include firefighting resources in any additional coronavirus relief package. Denver Broncos cornerback A.J. Boye has been suspended 6 games by the NFL for allegedly using performance-enhancing drugs. The suspension means he will miss the rest of the Broncos' regular season games. 57 in Denver, it's 43 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.